Live from Owings Mills, another Purple Report by WNST correspondent Luke Jones.
Lamar Jackson met with the media at mandatory minicamp in Owings Mills.
What have you been seeing out of him?
He need to catch the ball with two hands. That's what. Nah, but man, he's been doing what we seen last year. You know, since he's been in the league, just striving to be great. He's showing it.
Henry, we see a lot of reps with the rookie Elite. How's he doing?
He looks smooth, man. He's pretty fast from what I see on the field, you know. But not just him. We got Justice. We got O. He doing anything. You know, the back's looking good. Yeah.
You talked about slimming down a little bit. Just wondering now, a few weeks into these workouts and so forth, how does it feel? Do you feel faster? Do you feel quicker? That sort of stuff?
I feel like Lamar. I do. I do.
Lamar, I know when we talk about the offenses, and you always like to say that sky's the limit with a lot of these offenses. Mm-hmm. But how do you think just as, you know, a few days into this offseason with this offense, how do you think this offense compares to the other ones you've been with?
Man, just different group of guys, new faces. But it's always the same thing with us on offense. It's just grinding, trying to be better each and every day. Nothing really new, just the guys.
Lamar, just to set the record straight, there was a report out that you forfeited some money by not attending the OTAs. Did you discuss that with your agent?
I never discuss my contract up here. I'm not about to start today. But, man, I'm focusing on just getting better and focusing on tomorrow. We just had a great practice. We're just trying to keep it going. And then when camp going to come.
Lamar, yesterday Coach Harbaugh was saying that you guys want to figure out the offensive line starters as early as possible. What are you seeing from them so far as they're kind of trying to figure out their chemistry and who fits?
I can't call it. You know, that's going to be the coach's decision at the end of the day. And right now we don't have one in pass, so we really don't know how the guys are going to move. Once camps get rolling in and stuff like that, I believe we'll have that start line up out there in the reports and stuff like that. So I don't know. We're going to see.
Lamar, after the playoff game, John Harbaugh talked about how you guys went right into kind of continuing to evolve the offense, and he said you had a big part in doing that. What was one of the things, kind of the main thing that you wanted to see maybe added into this offense, or maybe something that you guys do, but you wanted to see you guys do it better?
Oh, just being able to just change extra plays and stuff like that, and from us just watching film and getting into games, teams changing things up on us, we just want to add extra layers to our just calls, if anything.
How does your work with the cadence, you know, how did that kind of come about, and how do you think you're doing with it so far?
My cadence has been pretty good, I believe. I haven't heard anything about it, but right now for the new terminology, it's been going well. It's been getting better. Just study and repetition.
Obviously, for football for a second, I'm a fan of the NBA. I'm curious if you're following the rookie class of the
WNBA,
if you would go to a game.
I would go to a game. You know, I've been seeing highlights of crossovers. I've seen a couple of little nice little layup, flashy layups. So I'm digging the WNBA a lot. So I got to catch a game. I don't know who I'm going to watch first, but I definitely got to catch a game.
Lamar, what are your early impressions of the new faces in the quarterback?
Awesome. You guys can spin the ball. Dev, M, those guys looking good. No doubt.
Sense that they're kind of got their own competition to see what's going to fall behind you?
We know it's competition at the end of the day, but right now we're just trying to be the best teammate we can be to each other.
Lamar, this is the last week, you know, obviously before training camp, and you guys have a little break there. What do you plan to focus on during that break, and how do you plan to spend that time?
Focus on the season, G. You know, off-season really over for me. I'm focusing on the season and what's ahead. That's all.
Hey, Lamar, what was that experience at a NASCAR game, I mean, race, you did 2 weeks ago? Was that your first time on a race?
Yeah, that was my first time. And I plan on doing it again, but I'll probably be walking around speaking to people because just sitting and watching, that's a lot of laps. That's a lot of laps, bro. I couldn't be racing them either. I couldn't be the driver, bro. But it's just, hats off to those guys because they can do it. I can't.
Horse racing or auto racing?
Horse racing. Horse racing.
Tomorrow's the last day of minicamp before that break, of course. You want to take us through where you think this offense is, through the offseason work, where you need to kind of hone in when you get back? I mean, kind of what do you think about the offense at this stage of the offseason before you break?
I believe our offense is in taking steps in the right direction right now. We don't really know who the guys are going to be right now. You know, we're not in camp. We're not close to the first game or anything like that. But right now, I feel like we're taking steps in the right direction. Guys are moving good, running great routes, catching the ball, blocking good. We look pretty smooth, but I can't tell until we pass.
Mar, is there any specific plan for you in the month before training camp starts once you leave here in terms of getting ready for training camp? Will you approach it any differently than you have in the past?
Nah. Just lock in for the season. That's all.
Lamar, a year ago at this time, Zay was obviously a rookie. You guys have developed something in the chemistry. I know you spent time off the field together. How would you kind of describe sort of the relationship and just the chemistry you guys have been able to develop and what you're seeing out of him so far in year two?
I can't really describe our chemistry. I believe it's great. I can say that. It's better than last year. Yeah, just being around him. Like you say, down in Florida, running every route on the route tree and just trying to build, and it's working out for us.
What have you seen just from his growth as a receiver?
I'm saying the same thing. Just his age is different now. Yeah. He's still that hungry guy. He's trying to make things happen, and every time the ball is in his area, he's making something happen. If he's making a guy miss, he's just being him.
All right,
Lamar, with Derrick Henry back there, do you think that will take some of the focus? Because off of you, defenses will have to account for more than, just kind of focusing on what you might be able to do with the ball.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Have you talked at all with the receivers, the tight ends, about getting together for an offseason or for a summer break throwing session? I mean, is that something that you would like to do?
I would love to do that, but some guys don't want to leave their state. They're going to have to come to South Florida. They're going to have to do it. We got to. We're trying to get to that Super Bowl, man. And for us to do that, we got to grind. We got to build chemistry. Good. I'm good.